I think that we are moving, albeit slowly, but we're going in the right direction when it comes to the housing. The defective blocks, obviously, is going to remain the top issue and the most serious crisis that we have in this county going forward. And every day we see more and more people coming forward with the defective blocks. This is obviously the crisis that we're facing. And again, after two elections and four candidates being elected through the Redress Party plus a TD in the Dáil, shows just how important that this issue is to the entire county and what it is that we need to do going forward to help with the transition of these families, to get them rehomed, rehoused in safe, secure accommodation, and that they never have to go through this again.
One of the decisions that's been taken by the new council, of which you're here, look, is that the defective block redress committee that exists on Donegal County Council is to be expanded with more provision for interested parties to attend and make submissions. Is that going to make that committee more representative and ultimately more effective?
Well, you would certainly hope so, although sometimes I feel the larger a group, and sometimes things can get distracted. Well, you've got a very good focused group, which I know we already do, and I'm sure there are others that need to come in on board into this group, and for definite. But I think that, you know, to keep the strong focus and to keep all energies for the one goal, and the one goal being that redress, that end-to-end that is needed within this county to ensure that people have, oh my God, just that they just have a better perspective on the whole thing, that this is not dilly-dallied, that, you know, we can be sure that when we're rebuilding, that the blocks that we are building and rebuilding with are going to be 100%, that there are not going to be any failures, that the quarries are all tested, that everything is above board, that, you know, the department, who are working very closely with that committee at this moment in time, that they understand you know, the fear and the tension and the upset that is caused, you know, by so many people that have been through the absolute mill and will be for another while. But when we can get up on our feet properly and get this thing streamlined properly, and we're going to see more and more and more families coming through and more bills going through to the department for turnaround, for to get these people paid, that's what's going to be very, very important going forward. And the other thing we have to remember too is that the staff that work in the local authority, that they too have the same issues. They also are recipients of defective blocks. And they're under as much pressure as the people are that are phoning in, that are very, very distressed with their issues. So, look, this is a huge issue, as we all know, and it's something that we all have to be very focused on and work forward into the future and make sure that this does never happen again.